People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
Today we're going to be talking about research that sheds light on highly creative people, what they have in common. Peace family, it's 19 Keys. Welcome to The Brief. Now, this was a study that has been done that sheds light on neurologically distinguishment between highly creative individuals from their peers. Cognitive neuroscientists Evangelia Krasikul and colleagues have identified key differences in brain connectivity that fuel creative thinking. By comparing eminent creators with a control group, they discovered that brains of highly creative people exhibit greater communication between critical networks, even in resting state. These findings provide valuable insights for enhancing creativity in educational and professional settings. Five of the key findings that they found out in this particular study: enhanced brain connectivity, resting state insights, efficiency in creative tasks, role in memory and goals, and implications for creative enhancement. So let's first go with key finding number one: enhanced brain connectivity. Highly creative individuals show higher connectivity within and across brain hemispheres, particularly between the default mode network in the executive control network. So we have our default mode is basically how we're operating when we're not thinking, right? And then our executive control network is when we are thinking, when we're actually, you know, focused on being in control of ourselves. So most people are not functioning, from what I believe, at executive level, right? Executive thinkers are different. These are deliberative thinkers that put energy into the task that they do. Most people are just by habit, right, and by default, because we are creatures of routine. So highly creative individuals show higher connectivity across both brain hemispheres. That's the default network and the executive, right? Kind of reminds me of flow, because flow for me is when skills meets challenge, but you also have to be in a calm state, right? So you got to imagine you're about to do one of the most daunting tasks of your life. You have this confidence, right? But you know that there's this challenge, but at the same time, you're relaxed and you have a very calm mind because you're allowing what you already know to take over, but you also are focused from your executive mind control. At least that's the way that I like to think about it. Then you have resting state insights, which are the differences in brain connectivity are apparent even when the brain is at rest, indicating intrinsic neurological variation. So that means that your creative brain can be seen even when you're sleeping, right? Even when it's not doing too much, the way that you rest and the way that you do things is always going to be different. Your resting state insights. It's the differences in brain connectivity are apparent when the brain is at rest, indicating intrinsic neurological variation. So there's something that is intrinsic that is different about creative, highly creative people, right? Even when their brain is at rest, the connections are different. Efficiency in creative tasks. During creative tasks, the brain of eminent creators activate more specific and focused regions compared to less creative people. More specific. So it's not just pulling from a broad area. It's going to more specific areas of the brain when we're thinking creative. And I say we because I'm part of them people that is very creative. Role of memory and goals. Creative thinking involves the retrieval and organization of memories to achieve specific goals, facilitated by interplay between brain networks. The retrieval and recognition of memories to achieve specific goals, right? Facilitated by the interplay between brain networks. I'm thinking about what that brings me to because I know I always think about past positive proof. When I think about something in the past that gives me a positive proof that I can do something in the present and or in the future. But also, you know, memories that may not have a direct correlation or connection to the task that we're doing, but we're utilizing that specifically in this task, which means that you're going to be most likely pulling from a different source than the average person, going from specific memories, right, to then create a different variation of task output. Number four, role of memory and goals. Creative thinking involves the retrieval and record and reorganization of memories to achieve specific goals, facilitated by the interplay between brain networks. Oh, wait a minute. That's the one I just did. Number five was implication for creativity enhancement. Understanding these brain mechanisms can help develop methods to foster creativity in various fields. So for me, I always say creativity is a muscle, right? It's something that you do, and it's something the more you work on, the stronger that it gets. These particular functions in your brain, how they draw from memory experiences, how they pull from specific areas of your brain. You have a innate creative process. And there are some people that most likely are more innate creative. When we're younger, we have a greater creative capacity, right? But as we get older, we clip a lot of that because we're taught to think realistic and follow rules. And following rules and structure a lot of times can make us less creative because we're relying on that rather than depending on the way our brain operates and works to make connections for our task output. Creativity is a cornerstone of human evolution, enabling us to imagine possibilities and turn them into reality. Evangelia Crisicu's research at Drexel University delves into the brain role in the process using fMRI machines and transcranial electrical stimulation. Crisicu's team explore how different parts of the brain communicate during creative thinking. In a study involving 20 highly creative individuals or eminent creators and a match control group, researchers found significant differences in brain connectivity. The creative group exhibited more robust connections between the default network associated with memory and imagination and the executive control network involved in planning and goal-directed tasks. These networks typically function antagonistically, but in creative individuals, they collaborate more effectively, right? When participants engaged in a traditional creative task, generating alternative uses for common objects, the differences became even clearer. The eminent creator's brain displayed more focus and efficient activation of relevant regions compared to the widespread, less organized activation seen in control group. This efficiency suggests that highly creative individuals can better harness their brain resources for innovative thinking. Crisicu's findings highlight the importance of memory in creative processes. The ability to retrieve and reinterpret memory based on different goals allow for creative and novel solutions. While further research is needed to pinpoint specific memory processes involved, these initial results underscore the intricate relationship between memory and creativity. The conclusion of these findings is harnessing creativity for innovation. Chris Akul's research reveals that neurological basis for creativity lies in enhanced connectivity and efficiency of brain networks. These insights offer practical implications for fostering creativity. Educational and professional environments can benefit from strategies that enhance brain connectivity and memory utilization, potentially leading to greater innovation and problem-solving capabilities. Future policies should focus on creating conditions that nurture these neurological traits, thereby maximizing creative potential across various. This brief is based on a study conducted by Evangelia Crisicul and colleagues. For further details, contact Dr. Evangelia Crisicul at Drexel University. These were done. There's three different studies that are cited that you can go check out. And that's Crisicul at the Brain Connectivity and Creating Thinking and Creative Thinking. There's Kaufman, the Neuroscience of Creativity. There's Newberg, the Resting State Functional Connectivity and Creativity. So that gets me thinking, my own creative process. My creative process is usually different than most people, of course. That's what being creative is. I'm an eminent creator. I notice the difference between when most people engage with things and the way I engage with things. Most people engage from a broad retrieval of information and data as far as how they look at things, which is how the normal person looks at this. You go through the same set of asking the same questions, and you're going from very broad references about how to look at things. Well, my brain goes to very specific points of saying this is like that, and therefore this should do this and this should do that, right? It's going to be a very specific harnessing of energy when it comes to creative and mental output.
Hi, I'm Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesack and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Want to avoid common pitfalls and get straight to the insights that drive success? Join me and recognize names like John Mackey of Whole Foods and Joe DeSena of Spartan as we unpack the hard-earned lessons from their journeys. Ready to streamline your path to success? Listen to Let Me Save You 25 Years on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. That's Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson. Listen now.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh, let's say this AI pen. Well, my brain was thinking about the utility of this. The first thing that it went to, I thought about this research paper that I read about how, you know, constant dead scrolling affects the brain. And then I thought about Mark Zuckerberg's particular hearing on how he had to basically give a confession, right, about the issues that it has when it comes to children and social media and hacking their brains. And then I thought about my own experience, bringing it back to me, about how I scroll too much sometimes on the phone. So automatic, I thought about a use case and a point of a way to talk about it, right? So my brain went and found three different specific memories to pull from and reference. Now, my brain automatically thinks like this. So that's my default mode, but my executive mode, as it's going for that, my brain is searching active for these particular memories, but where my brain going to search is going specific to those ones that most likely are of best use, because this is how my brain automatically operates, right? This is how my neurological circuitry is automatically connected. So then when I'm making a video, right, there's different ways I could think about it. I could think about, okay, who has made videos similar to this? Right. And then if I am a person that is non-creative, What I'm going to do is I'm going to make a video like everybody else. Say what it is, say what my experience, watch a creator, blah, blah, blah. Right? That's the process. Technical thinking. Somebody show me how to technically do something, I'm going to follow that technique. Creative thinking is finding your own abstract process to originate it based on you and who you are and the way you would go about it. So instead, I wanted to think about what is the best way for me to speak about this product, right? In a manner that everybody else isn't speaking on it, which is not about how good or bad it is, but what problems it solves and how could it actually be better, right? And then I think about, okay, what is the potential use case of it to where I can get the most value out of it, right? And my brain goes in that direction probably about with anything, right? When I think about doing high-level conversations, the first thought was I don't want to create a podcast. Then I start thinking about, okay, specific memories. Let me think about, like, what are the best documentaries that I watch, educational programs that I like. I'm thinking about the History Channel, thinking about Discovery Channel. I'm thinking about Hidden Colors, right? I'm thinking about all these very specific memories. I'm thinking about Dateline and 60 Minutes and things of that nature, right? Then I go to very specific memories of me in the car with my family having deep conversations, thinking, man, I wish this was recorded for the world to see. And this is before any of us had any platform, because I would always think that we think differently. Therefore, it will be a value because this is something rare and things that are of rarity. This is my thesis. Things, and of course, not just my thesis, but this is the way the market works. Things that are rare are of more value. So it's okay to be different than everybody else because there's a market for that because it's valuable. It's a rarity. So I remember thinking about the car, thinking about a house conversations, and thinking about the conversations I have with people in public at the shop, right? And I automatically knew that there would be a value. Then I think about where is the missing value that I can add. There are people who have conversations on these particular subjects, but their production quality is not high. So I say, okay, how about we match the high level production quality with the high level conversation, right? So therefore, people can receive this conversation in a way that they're supposed to. So this is how my brain forms connections, right? Your brain should always be forming some sort of connection, and it should be going to specific memories and specific places so that your brain is collaborating to come up with a conclusion on what's going to be the best way to do things. For me, one of the easiest exercises to do to constantly enhance your creative thinking is thinking about design. Every time you open a door, think about how that door could have been designed different, right? How it could have been a door that you pull. It could have been a door that you turn left. Could have been a door that has a handle that is thumbprint. Plus you have to sing in it, whatever it may be. The more you think about it, what you're doing is you're redesigning and you're strengthening that neural connection that you have in your brain to think differently about the world, right? That has always been mine. And that's basically a process of how questions work, right? It's the inquisitive nature. How can things be done differently? Or seeing things as is and saying, asking the question why a lot, because a child asks the question why a lot. And why is not particularly using a specific circuitry of the brain to operate from, right? You're allowing yourself to go on a journey when you ask why, right? You're allowing yourself to take insights, and those insights then become actions, right? Somebody say, hey, show up at 2:22 on the dot. You go say, well, why do we have to do that, right? That inquisitive nature keeps your mind fresh. The colors in the room, even that, of course, is going to constantly build curiosity. Why are the colors like this? Maybe there's a reason, maybe there's not, but it also keeps you learning, right? Somebody can say, well, we have the colors in the room orange and we have them white, right? One brings about joy and happiness, and the other one is a neutral color of cleanliness. And you go say, okay, why is that? You go keep asking whys, and then eventually you're going to get to your why, the actual answer to it. And that brain keeps it fresh, because then that has to, then that becomes a process in which you go about doing things, right? Why we do this? Why can't it be that? So you're giving yourself options. If I'm making a podcast, why should I make a podcast like everybody else? Why can't I make it like that? So now you're breaking the rules, and now you're creating your own rules. So for me, being the most easiest process to be creative is just to ask why. Why, right? It keeps you growing. It keeps you learning. It keeps you curious. It keeps you experimenting and doing things different. So if you want to be more creative, that is my answer to you. First is to ask yourself, why do you want to be creative? Why? Right? When you look at somebody else's process, why does it work that way? Scientists get to deriving at answers and conclusions because they ask the question why a lot, right? You have a control group. Why is there a control group, right? So that it can be a repeatable experimental exercise. Why you go get eminent creators? Because they have proven experience, right, as to be creative as far as the baseline of what people think is creative. And then you can now relate that to yourself, whether you are the base group or whether you are an eminent creator. If you're an eminent creator, you can understand why you are creative, and perhaps you can see yourself in these studies and these findings, right? But in life, the creative thinker is the one who's going to win right now. In school, they're making everybody technical thinkers. I wrote about this in my book, because being a technical thinker allows you to paint and understand that there's no box. The box is what trips people up in the first place, because it puts you in a two-question quandary, right? To where you're saying that either I'm in the box or I'm outside the box. That's not creative. Out of the box thinking is not creative. There's a third option. There's no box, right? Or maybe it's not a box at all. Maybe it's a triangle you in. Maybe it's a circle you in. See, what I'm doing there is I first started off with why is it a box in the first place? Then when I do that, I give myself options. Then when I go to options, I say, wait a minute, these are two binary options, right? In the box or out. Then I give myself a third, right? There is no box, which really opens up a million possibilities. Now I can still operate from this framework to where maybe there's a circle, maybe there's a triangle, maybe there's a tetrahedron, right? There's a whole, all these sort of different geometrical shapes. Maybe there's a hexagon. And then how does that change? So now you're giving yourself all of these different variations of possibilities to where, you know, you're going to do things differently than the average person who only has that binary thinking of, I'm going to do things in the box, or I'm going to do things outside the box. So that is my brief on creative thinking. And there are ways to enhance your creativity. And my protocol first is asking your question, why?
You're going to jump into Crown Society. You're saying that I represent power. I represent knowledge of self.
Stepping in the name of drip, get ready with me. Stepping in the name of drip, get ready.
I wear the crown to just symbolize, like, I know who I am. I know why I'm here. I know my purpose.
It's abundance. It's royalty. It's prosperity. It's energy. It's
put in.
Yeah.
I got to walk with my head held high, because you got to see this and you got to see this.
I believe that if anybody wants to be able to protect their mind and be able to think freely, you gotta get Crown Society today, man.
After the blue pill, the color palette's all black. James Bond mixed with Malcolm X in my Che Guevara era.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.